You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 22. Today, we're talking about Video Styles 101, exploring the different types and how to use them. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Remember that you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. If you want direct live support from us for your business TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
.info.
So, can I just say something?
Yeah, no. No.
When we... No.
Of course.
That's a funny thing on a podcast. Can I say something? I just want to point out that at the tvtalkshowformula.com website, that this, when we say you can follow this roadmap, like there's literally the entire season that we're sharing with you is there for you to follow along. And it is the coolest thing. I just think that maybe people don't know what's really at the website. So go to tvtalkshowformula.com.
Oh, yes. Thank you for putting that in there. Exactly. Yeah. It's a spreadsheet. It's a Google spreadsheet that you can put little check marks next to the ones that you've done. Listen. Oh, thank you.
It's Donna's baby. She created this. So I love it. It's so cool. So I just had to put that in there. Okay.
Step by step. Follow the formula. Yeah.
Follow the formula.
It's totally different, but it works. You'll love it. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Well, we'll have other goodies at the website as well. tvtalkshowformula.com. So yeah, be sure to check it out. It's not just another podcast. Kind of different.
We're different.
Yay. All right. Speaking of different, we have Edward Weston today giving us our quote.
Yes.
We've never used him before.
No.
That's different. Edward says, when a photographer masters the tools and processes of the art, then the quality of the work is only limited by his creative vision. And when we say his, we mean inclusive to everyone.
I was going to say that if you didn't, but I knew you would.
So, of course, we wrap our arms around everyone.
Exactly.
It's just the quote Edward wanted to use.
Exactly. And yeah, what I like about this is because of what we're moving into is sharing different video formats, different formulas, things to say, ways to, you know, formats are the kinds of videos that you might think about. And then we'll get into what I call formulas, but basically blueprints for how to put your words in an order, right? And so the coming episodes, we're talking about this. And I like to think of these as tools. And so when you know the tools that you have to work with, then you're able to use your creativity to decide, you know, which format do I want? Which formula am I going to use? You know, how do I want to say it? And the more you use these tools, the less you have to remember how they work, because they just become second nature for you.
Yeah. And learning is always learning. Here's a quick story about my daughter. She's going to a job interview and she was all excited about it yesterday. And she's like, Mom, this is so great, but it's so outside of my comfort zone. And I said, well, that's what learning is all about, is you have one foot in the past and one foot in the future. Yeah. And until it becomes second nature, until it becomes rote, it should feel a little challenging. Yeah. Because you know, our subconscious just wants to keep us in that safety zone. But allow yourself to become a person worth watching by knowing these types of video formats, and then knowing when to use them to craft effective videos that resonate and attract your audience, because that's what it's all about. If a bear speaks in the woods and nobody hears him, did the bear really speak?
Haven't heard that version before, but yes, what she said. That's hilarious.
What do they need to know? I just never know what's going to come out of my mouth. That's so
never
fun.
Know. You never know. Well, not that this is relevant at all, but you brought up bears, and I've been watching a lot of panda bear videos lately.
Oh, they're so cute.
I don't know how I'm going to make this work for this episode, but I'll find a way. But yes, panda bears. are silly little creatures. But well, this is how it's going to work because we're thinking on our feet here, folks. Because there
gosh.
are, here's what you need to know. There are many types of video formats, and you might have not really thought about as you're consuming video content yourself. You know, what is the format that I'm watching, right? But the people who made those videos probably thought about this. And for me, in fact, the first one that's on our list here is pure entertainment videos. And so my panda bear videos, I don't watch those for any other reason than to laugh and see what the silly bears are going to do next. They really do some funny things. That's pure entertainment. So, you know, it's to make me laugh, right? But other kinds of videos that you could think about that you may use in your business, and especially around promoting your show, would be like announcement videos, right? This is coming up, or this already happened. Behind the scenes, I also have bloopers in here.
Oh, yes.
People love to see what's happening behind the scenes, and they especially love to see you mess things up. So when I'm recording videos, if something really silly happens, or when I'm editing a longer form video and there were mistakes, you know, quote unquote mistakes, sometimes I actually keep a file in my iMovie of just bloopers because I don't know when I'm going to use them, but sometimes I go and I'll pull together like a little blooper reel. And people just think that's the best thing ever. And it also paints that authenticity,
It,
right?
yeah,
That's also
humanizes
gone.
you, doesn't it?
Yeah, people love to laugh at other people, right? So why not have them laugh at you and, you know, and then get to know you a little better? Doing giveaways is another way that you might create videos, or doing promotional slash infomercial videos. That's a weird word to say. Promotional infomercial, right? So you're talking about a particular product that you have or that you offer. How-to videos, right? So these are literally like an instructional step-by-step or kind of a do-it-yourself type of video. And then interviews. We're going to go into all that in much more detail as we talk about launching your show, because you will be interviewing other people. And so there's a whole art to doing that kind of a video. And there's also teaching videos. So you might take a concept. So going back to the grid that we had you make, the quadrants, right? You could pull any topic you came up with of those 40 topics, and you could make a short teaching video, right? So it could be a question that people asked, frequently asked question, or the challenge, mistake, or Q&A. The Q&A type of video is also really great for your SAQ or FAQs. So here's questions people always ask me, and here's what I say. Eons ago, I used to do a video series called Questions. What did I call it? Questions That Savvy Business Owners Ask Me. I made tons of videos on this, and I would literally go interview other business owners, or as people asked me questions, it would just be the topic of the video. So here's what they asked me, and here's what I say back to that. And those are really fun types of videos to make as well.
And you know the teaching videos, they don't have to be stoic, they don't have to be stodgy.
No,
We're
no.
doing teaching videos. I think we're having fun with them. You know, you can be yourself, I think, circling back
Yeah.
to some of the earlier episodes on video creation. It doesn't have to be, okay, class, here we go.
Yeah, actually, people really don't like that.
What?
Unless it would be funny. So here's how you could blend styles, right? So if you were gonna like be funny about it and like pretend you're being a teacher and do what Donna just did, okay, class. Like this is actually, you made me think of something very important. You want to have an engaging, fun, it even though it's a teaching video, but it needs to still feel entertaining somehow. So because people
Edutaining, I think, is what they're saying these days, isn't
these days, yes, edutaining.
it?
Yes, because people's attention spans, right? You have like 3 seconds from the minute your video starts to have that person want to keep listening to you. And so there has to be some kind of engagement. And so, you know, having fun in what you're teaching has to come across. Otherwise, they're not going to really want to learn from you. So
100%.
what do we want them? What do they need to do?
Well, make sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And
Always,
if you
always,
want,
first thing.
if you want support for your TV talk show, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. As you are on your way to figuring out your videos. And so for today, what we want you to do on this particular episode is choose one topic from the exercise you did in exercise 20, episode 21. That's the four quadrants. Just choose one topic and pair it with one video style in the episode. Declan recommends Q&A or a teaching type video to start with. I think that's a great place to start. He's the expert. Listen to him. Write out the bullet points that you want to include in your video and practice your delivery in front of a mirror. We're not getting you on camera yet. You want to just get in front of a mirror with your bullet points. You want this one from memory, right? Because we talked about scripting. Do we put scripting in here for this? And you said, no.
Right. And soon we will be teaching you for what I call the formulas, right? So almost every video I make is without a script, but there's a specific arc to the formula that I'm using, and you're going to learn those. And it's much easier to put your videos together. You're already an expert on what you talk about, so you don't need to write a script for that, right? This is my approach. This is what I teach my students, and this is what works for me. You may hear from other people. You should have a script. You should have it on a teleprompter. And there are certain kinds of videos where you might want to do that, but I'd like to teach you in a way that's going to make it the easiest for you to get up and running and actually not have to use scripts and try to memorize or read a teleprompter while you're making a video.
Yeah,
So
good call. So you
bullet
do want
points.
them to record this one though, right?
Yes. But we're
I
not.
tried to get you out of it, guys.
You
Sorry.
tried. I was like, wait, that's not what we decided. We're not having you put this one on social media, but we want you to have the experience of being on camera. Now, what I recommend is you map out, this is why we said bullet points, pick one item that you're going to talk about. Let's say you do a Q&A, pick an FAQ and you're going to make a Q&A video. What's one question people ask you and how would you answer that? Bullet point it out and then, but practice saying it, right? Practice in front of a mirror is really helpful and then record yourself so you can see what's actually happening.
Yeah.
And that's
Make
the
sure you
action.
do this now. Do it now. Don't wait.
Don't
You have
wait.
your round to it right this very second. Go ahead, do it. And that's going to wrap up episode 22. This is Video Styles 101, exploring the different types and how to use them. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I am Declan Osagara.